Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana, and being joined by the one and only Kathleen Henson.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
What's
up? It's so fun to see you both together in the same place.
It feels good.
I think
it does feel good.
We all go way back. I mean, I remember you in your PR days, like decades ago.
Yeah. Well, thanks for aging me, but yeah.
Well, me too. Me too, because I was there. So
for those who don't know Kathleen Henson, which probably isn't many in Chicago, Kathleen Henson is the owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, agency H5, formerly Henson Consulting. Been in business here a long time, representing some of the biggest and baddest brands in the country.
I'm very lucky to get to work with some pretty cool brands. Yeah.
You are.
And nonprofits and people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my job.
Outside of your professional world, and we'll talk about that, you're something else, kid. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, you are truly a warrior princess.
Princess.
Right? I mean that because, like, you've been through so many life things in the last, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
And I've known you probably going on, like, 7 years now, maybe, or longer.
Yeah.
And anybody who follows Kathleen on Instagram, why am I getting emotional?
Oh, look at you. That's so sweet, Frank.
Oh, I know, because she's come full circle.
She's unbelievable. Like, to go through what you went through, and if anybody doesn't know, it's just a lot of life stuff that happened all at once. Probably losing your mom and dad within
14 weeks of one another this past year.
Yeah. Wow. And not only that, but a mom and dad that were so instrumental in not only who you are as a human being, but as an entrepreneur, and that provided just so much love and guidance to you to lose them both. Not to, like, get you all emotional, but to be able to survive that and then survive some other personal things, deeply, deeply personal things in your life, and to get through it the way you did is just, like, how?
Yeah. Good question.
Well, God, I have to say I have a really strong faith. I have an incredible circle of friends and family, I think, that kind of rallied behind me. And, you know, I kind of believe, like, relationships, much like the two of you, you plant these seeds in your life of like, relationships and goodness through just connections you have with people. And then it's amazing how they bloom when you need them most, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I went through a divorce. I went through a lot of loss related to that. That was heartbreak. Unexpected, of course. And then I have 5 beautiful children and they're my world. So obviously helping them survive some of that loss was obviously the most important value in my entire life, but beyond work. And then I did lose my parents both, in the course of 14 weeks. My dad died actually a week ago or a year ago this week. So,
wow.
But I have to say they were the best, to your point, Kathy, they were the best example of love to me, mm-hmm, and kindness and nurturing. My mom was the most nurturing woman and my dad was the kindest man. And I think that's the merger of who I am, is trying to be leading with kindness, but also nurturing my children and my business and my friendships.
So let me ask you, how do you, when you're going through all that, a lot of people will, because hurt people hurt. You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So how do you make that switch, because it does seem like human nature when you're hurting to take it out on your kids or take it out on your employees. How do you train your brain to not be that person and to be strong and be kind?
Well, I think it's a choice. I really actually think you make a choice, right? When you're going through all of that, it's easy to want to give up. And there were days where, man, I wasn't sure I wanted to, like, sure, really plow through it all, but I had to, because I had a purpose, which was being a mother. And I had a lot of people that were depending on me at my company. I have 50 employees and I have a lot of incredible friends. So I think you make a choice to take the lessons that God gives you in your life and use them for the benefit of others. And I think that's the, I guess, methodology for the last 3 years of my life, has been to use these life examples as ways to tell other people and encourage them that they can get through them too. And the cool thing is I have come full circle and I feel so much joy now, but it makes the joy so much sweeter and happier now because of the fact that I've been through so much loss.
So with not having the ability to, you know, with the responsibility of your kids and taking on majority of that, running a big business, you had to have a portion of time where you grieve the loss of your parents, you grieve the lost relationship, while all the rest of the world is circulating around you. You know, like, to say that, you know, kindness is everything, I agree with you. At the same time, you're human. Mm-hmm. You got kicked in the knee.
Yeah, you've got to be strong, like, for everybody else.
Yeah, like, what were those moments for you where, because, I mean, I think it relates to a lot of people listening, where you just felt like, you know, God, I'm on my knees praying to you, not one more kick in the leg, not one more blow. And then it happens again.
Yeah. And then it happened again.
Right. So talk to us about pulling out What does that feel like for you? And what was those down moments versus, you know, the climb back up?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're right that it seemed like nothing else could go wrong. And then, I don't know, 10 more things did.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I started to get perspective around that each day is important. And I think I focused on the hour, then first the minute, then the hour, then the day, and then the week. So I started like just taking little sections of my day and being the best version of me in those moments. Mm-hmm. And then by just being kind or being able to, I don't know, blessing others actually has been a really great way, I think, to make myself get through some hard times. It's easy to help and serve others, I think, when you're feeling pain. I've chosen that because then it makes it all worth it to help another human being. But yeah, I mean, geez, I mean, I've had lots of bad days. I am certainly not perfect, but I have a lot of great people around me that also have given me a little grace to go like, okay, she's having a rough day, or I can understand why she's hurting. But I'm learning that a lot of times we think other people are seeing our worst day, but they're maybe working on their own day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we all are self like reflective and going like, oh no, does someone see me poorly in this moment? And I actually think most people are worried about their own day and maybe not paying so much attention to me.
Yeah. Well, and I also heard somewhere that, the bigger the storm you're going through, the more God is at work on you. And his plan for you.
Big plan for me. I had no idea. Yeah.
big plan.
He had a big plan for me. But you know what? It's kind of fun, actually, now, because I can retrospectively look back and be like, I'm not sorry any of it happened. I mean, I was going to have to lose my parents at some point. They were in their 80s. I had the best parents. So instead of using even like this week to be sad about my dad's anniversary of his passing, mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to choose opportunities to be extra kind to people and do extra kind things this week in honor of him.
It's a great perspective. And you know what I think, especially in our society nowadays, we feed off being a victim. It's like, woe is me, this happened to me. And you know, I should get better treatment because I'm a victim. This happened to me and that happened to me. And it seems like if we get, I'm telling you, for me personally, once I got out of victim mentality mm-hmm. and looked at these obstacles and whatever else happened as a blessing, that it was leading toward better things. Once I took off the victim hat, it made a huge difference.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been writing a lot. I've been fortunate to get an opportunity to start writing a lot for Better from NBC News. And mm-hmm. so I kind of pour my soul out in those pieces and they come very quickly to me. Like I can write them in 30 minutes, but I feel like that's a purge for me often. You know, I've gone through a lot of life change, including like my daughter going off, my first child, Emily, who's here with us today.
What's up, Emily?
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Going off to college. And for some people, that's very traumatic, right? She's my one of my very best friends in the whole wide world.
Emily, how's she doing?
She's doing great.
Are you sure?
She's holding it together. That's awesome. I mean, you are a shining example to your children. I will say that. You know, we talked professionally how you know, kind of keep focused and stay focused. Your relationship side of things has been an interesting story to follow, too. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, I think we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about navigating dating post-divorce, if that's okay.
Wow.
Okay,
we were teasing dating tips, and Kathy's like, do we have a dating expert? I'm like, yeah, kind of. Kathleen Hanson's going to be here.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert in it. I didn't do too much dating.
Perspective.
But...
Perspective.
Exactly. I also want to talk to you about hanging out with Bono last week, or this week.
Lots to talk about. Kathleen Hanson's joining us. Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Sunday Funday Show. Kathy Hart's here.
Hello.
Kathleen Henson's here.
Hello.
And that's me, Frank Fontana. And Emily's here. She's just hanging out in the background.
Hi. Emily Henson's in the house.
We're talking about coming full circle with Kathleen Hanson, owner of Agency H5, formerly Henson Consulting, all around, I don't know, spiritual philanthropist.
So many titles.
I know. Keep going.
And we just heard Bono. Bono was in town this week. And for those that don't know where, when, why, tell us about it.
Oh, it was so cool. My boyfriend, Chris Sarpy, was in town from Dallas. And we went to the Economic Club of Chicago to see Bono speak about his life and legacy around giving back.
And how was that?
So cool. Like, we were so close to him. And what a humble guy. What an amazingly cool...
I dig him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, I was so impressed with him because he's Bono, right? We were saying there's only a few people with, like, first name status. Beyonce, Madonna, Oprah, and Bono. So we got to meet Bono. I mean, we didn't get to meet him. I have to say, I wish I got to meet him. But we were really close to him, and we got to hear him speak about his legacy around you know, Red and the One campaign, and just his philosophy on using the YouTube platform actually to bless other people everywhere he goes, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, I think that he does a really good job. I remember when he was in Chicago years ago when the Gap opened on Michigan Avenue, and that's when he, I believe, he and his wife started Red. Mm-hmm. And the whole Red campaign, because the Gap was carrying, I still have my Red jeans. They're not the color red, but they're jeans, and they have like the red label.
Mm-hmm. The tag, yeah.
And I don't think they're still in the Gap, but still it was, and he came to town for it, or he and his wife.
Are they still fit, Kev?
They, yes.
Nice.
Well, I've had moments. Some years they fit, some years they don't. but he and his wife are another couple that's just an inspiration in giving back.
Yeah, he spoke about his wife, Allie, a lot during the speech and how they met the same week they founded U2. So they've been together as long as U2 has been around.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And she stuck with him through
all
the rock star stuff.
We can all learn something from him.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of learning something, you know, I mentioned before the break about, you know, kind of being your own somewhat of a self-proclaimed dating. I'm just saying.
I'm rolling
loosely.
My eyes at you because
you totally are. But you've survived divorce and you got yourself back on your feet. You started getting out there again. And you finally found somebody you clicked with. What was that like for you? Building enough, you know, oomph to say I'm ready to get back out there and I'm going to try this whole dating thing. I haven't done it in like 30 years, but I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, I didn't really like dating, to be honest with you. I wasn't ever expecting to not be married. Yeah. I mean, I was married 18 years and I was in it for the long haul. That's what marriage is about for me. But yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't the right. I mean, again, back to God having a plan. That was not the right relationship, apparently, for me for the long haul. So I was sort of in the healing mode for a while. And then, yeah, I went on some dates. I tried those awful dating apps. I'm not
oh, did you?
I did.
I have some friends that are doing it.
I hated it.
At any age, it has to be bad, but it just seems, I don't know, and maybe that's not even true. Any age, it has to be bad going on the dating apps, because what do you believe? Like, what was your very first date from an app? What was that like?
Were you catfished?
No. I mean, you know what? I believe in talking to people a little bit before I go on a date with them, but you know, it was lame. Honestly, I hadn't really wanted that to be how I met the person that I wanted to be with, but I had to figure that out for myself. And I guess using the dating app was the way you, I guess, go about it sometimes to get connected. And we both were just talking about our pal, Bella Gandhi. She was like, get out there, do something. Bella's a dating expert here in Chicago. But so I did. I did a few dates. But no, the way I met the man that I'm dating now was actually through someone who had encouraged me to meet him for like 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a setup. It was a setup.
Wow.
So setups do work occasionally.
Well, if the person doing the setting up knows you really well and knows the kind of personality that you'll mesh with, that might help.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it worked.
It did.
Do you feel that it worked also because you're more whole than you've ever been?
Definitely. I think that part of the blessing in this particular relationship is the fact that I started it very much myself. I think a lot of times people put fronts out of who they want to be in a dating relationship as opposed to just being themselves. Mm-hmm. And the way I met Crystal, I was just completely myself. And he saw that right from the get-go. But, you know, the person that set us up was his cousin. So she knew him very well and she knew me very well. So she had a really good context of why we both would match. But I just didn't believe her because, you know, I'm just very
skeptical.
Stubborn.
And yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Especially if you had a couple of dates where it didn't really go well. And then you have to question yourself if you're ready for it after having gone through a lot of stuff that you did. But it sounds like you were.
But back to like God having a plan, I dated a bit for the last year, and then it was like at the perfect time, I think, when I was perfectly ready to meet the right person, that it happened. So I think for people that are out there that want to date again, I think it's important to feel good as yourself. And I'm part of this little photo exhibit that's in Chicago called Chicago Lights. And the photo that was taken of me that's in that exhibit by a very good friend of mine, Abigail Zoe Martin, a really amazing acclaimed London photographer who came here to Chicago. She took a picture of me 5 days before I met my boyfriend, Chris. So I actually see a visual representation of me joyful and happy and complete and whole before I met him.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
So I have that like proof, you know?
Well, it seems like a lot of people, if they get out of a relationship, there's the whole rebound relationship, or there's just getting out there and dating again, thinking that they have to be with someone instead of maybe trying to like love themselves first.
Work on yourself.
Yeah. Get to a good place where they feel comfortable with themselves before. But a lot of people don't even realize that. They just want to get back out there. So what advice would you have to people if they feel like they need to be with someone?
I'd say focus on looking inward and writing down even a little bit about what you want for your future. I actually did that a year ago. I wrote down sort of what my vision for my life was going to be without any man in my life. And then actually it sort of started to come true. And it wasn't just my relationship. It was my children. It was my travel ideas. It was my ability to write, you know, more nationally. And I started to look back at that sort of manifestation and I'm like, it happened. A lot of it happened. It was pretty cool. So I would say write stuff down you want.
Okay.
And seems look at it and powerful. Believe it. I think believing it too was also half that, right? Is believing those things you're writing down are going to happen.
Well, Bono said something else this week that was really cool. He said, he loves the Beatles, but he said, imagine he's not a fan of that song. He talked about that. He said, I'm more like Nike, just do it. I don't want people dreaming. I want you to just decide what you want in your life and just proclaim it. And I've been, I think, in this chapter of my life, proclaiming more what I want and putting it out there, and the universe is listening, or God, and I believe it's God, but
yeah, somebody's listening.
Speaking of chapters, you brought in a cool book, Gather As You Go.
Yeah, what's that all about?
So there's this incredible woman in Chicago, Carol Burnick, an incredibly successful business leader here. She was the chairwoman of Alberto Culver for many, many years and sold it to Unilever. Very successful. But she wrote this book and self-published it, which is at gatherasyougo.com, to really bless other people with all the lessons she learned along her life's path, right? And I love that about her, because she could have been quiet. She wasn't a very press-forward person in her business life. But now it's not really about promoting her herself at all. It's really about promoting all the things that she learned, good, bad, and ugly, in her life, and put it in this book. So like, you can open it to any page and learn something pretty magical. I love this book.
That's what's really great about this book, is it's not like a book that you read chapter after chapter after chapter. You could open, like you said, to any page and get some kind. Oh, Frank, there's like furniture stuff in here.
I saw some home decor stuff, which
hey,
I like.
You'd
I
like
could
that.
Make a connection if you.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
I'm all about connections.
I like this quote, and I think you posted this on Instagram. It takes 7 positive statements to counter 1 negative.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You can't underestimate positivity.
I agree. I'm all about
to
it.
Counter
this
1
world
negative.
Needs it, right, Frank? I mean, like, the world right now is so negative in a lot of ways. I think that I try to surround myself with people that are joyful and positive. And Carol Burnick, man, she's become an incredible mentor to me. Smart, smart woman on a business perspective, but even more so on just on a humanity perspective. And I admire her greatly. And all the sales of the proceeds of that book go to benefit Enchanted Backpack, her charity that blesses schools here in Chicago.
Fantastic. Nice. So where can we get the book?
It's at gatherasyougo.com.
Okay.
All right, we do have to take a break. Kathleen Henson, thank you so much for coming in. This we can keep going on and on.
I know.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to have a little time with two of my favorite people in Chicago.
Sure, and you got to come back when you know publish your next piece. I'd love to talk about it.
I'd love it.
Yeah, because you don't have enough going on.
Right,
you don't
I feel a book in your future.
Maybe someday.
I'm feeling it.
A memoir. I feel
there
too
you
young to write a memoir. We'll see.
That's true.
Down the road.
A romance novel.
Maybe.
She's writing it right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. AgencyH5.com, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, go check out the company. If you're looking for some PR for your big biz, Kathleen might be the one to help you out there.
Well, it's good to see you guys, and
you
have
too.
A great Christmas to both of you.
Thanks,
guys.
Kathleen.
Right,
you too.
Right back.
Bye, guys.